end. And I think we can all agree, because we kind of like this day, the happiest of Fridays to those who celebrate it.
Thank God it's Friday.
Thank you.
Why do we love today?
That was quite the ballyhoo and fanfare. Welcome to it, everybody, and it has arrived as we creep on in. 19th day of the 12th month. Final month of 2025. 353 in. 12 days left until Seacrest shows us the way. And 6 days counting until. Although you maintain that the 12 days of Christmas actually starts after Christmas. Is this the...
It's supposed to start on Christmas and go until the Feast of Epiphany, which is when the wise men actually bring Jesus the gifts. So I don't know. I'm actually trying to get everyone to continue the spirit of Christmas and not stress themselves out.
All right, what do I do with this partridge and or pear tree, because I don't have the food to sustain them throughout this whole next week and a half?
Well, the Lord's leaping will be here soon, so don't panic.
Uh-huh. All right. 8 days until...
Everyone's invited.
The wedding, RSVP, 921hankfm.com. It is today known as National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day.
You know, I don't actually have the ugly Christmas sweater. I've got an assortment of t-shirts.
I have a lot of ugly clothes, but none of them are Christmas. I'm sorry. Ooh, it's National Hard Candy Day.
There's some hard candy last night. The party.
What?
Huh?
Yeah. What's that?
That's all right, Urshel. Bottom of the Cracker Barrel. That's where you'll find it. Merry Christmas. It's National Oatmeal Muffin Day. It's right there. Oh.
My sister was telling me about an oatmeal muffin recipe the other day. Does that come with retirement?
Man. Like,
let's talk oatmeal.
Slow down
over there.
Let's talk
oatmeal muffins.
Holy cow.
Okay. Woo. Very excited.
Tearing it up. It is National Emo Day.
Bruh.
No, it's more like bruh.
It comes with a box of black hair dye. Yeah, don't do that at home.
After about an hour and a half of sleep, I kind of see what the emo kids are all about.
It's not a goth.
And look for an evergreen day.
Aww.
There's one, mummy. It's a miracle. On this date in history, 1843, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol was first published.
Merry Christmas.
God bless us, everyone.
The old Scrooge.
Throw another lump of coal, actually. Are we coal-powered here, or is the thermostat functioning anymore?
I don't know. I'm not allowed to touch
it. Right. On this date in 1918, Robert Ripley began his Believe It or Not column in the New York Globe.
Ooh.
Greatness.
You think he's still making money off all those museums?
He's no longer with us.
Dang it.
Yeah. But Believe It or Not. On this date in 1973, Johnny Carson creates a stir on The Tonight Show. Always love bringing this up on its anniversary. When he mentioned that toilet paper was disappearing from store shelves, and within a few days, toilet paper actually became scarce.
It's almost like the media
was a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, only on HD2.
Toilet paper is still too fresh for me.
Mm-mm. You know, nobody can get that station. On this date, movie-wise, 1980, 9 to 5, opens up in theaters. 1986, Platoon and Little Shop of Horrors. Oh, and on this date, in 1997, Titanic opened up in theaters everywhere. We were all pretty mad that she just wouldn't let him on the stupid door.
Move it on over, sister.
Golly.
Come on.
Show your love. By the way, Leonardo DiCaprio said that he has never, outside of the screening on this date in 1997, never seen Titanic. He's never rewatched it, which is amazing because, like most everybody that he dates, that's still very much in their wheelhouse, bro. Deal or No Deal debuted on this date in 2005.
Hello, Meghan Markle.
And on this date tomorrow in 1946, It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart premiered.
And technically not a Christmas movie,
kind of bombed,
right?
Actually. Yeah. It did not do well until, kind of public domained itself and everybody saw it again and again and again. And now they don't do that anymore. But we got weekend birthdays. Ain't that right, Frosty?
Happy birthday!
He'll come back again someday. Paulina Gretzky, I guess she's a thing, 37. Jake Gyllenhaal is 45. Warren Sapp, 53.
He plays the football?
He did.
Okay.
I think he got trouble and is no longer on TV, though.
Dang it.
Alyssa Milano is 53. Model Tyson Beckford, 55. Kind of scraping the bottom of the cracker barrel here, Uncle Herschel. Yeah. Chris Angel, he's weird, 58. That's emo, Dave. And, oh, Mike Brady. No. Not Mike Brady. Bobby Brady. That's Mike Lookinland.
The little
one. He is 65 today.
What?
Tomorrow, Chase Matthew, he's a country singer, 28. Jonah Hill's 42. Greatness. Alan Parsons and his project, 77 tomorrow. Illusionist Uri Geller is 79 tomorrow. He'll bend the spoon.
You think he knows it's his birthday?
It's an illusion. Peter Criss of Kiss, 80. And now Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member and Kennedy Center honoree. On Sunday, you got Kiefer Sutherland, 59. Oh, Andy Dick, he's had a hard week, 60.
Barely.
Ray Romano is 68. Jane Kaczmarek, 70. Chris Evert, tennis, or maybe pickleball, 71. Samuel L. Jackson is 77 on Sunday. Jane Fonda, 88. Hank fans, Jeff Knight, happy birthday today.
Hi, Jeff.
And my cousin Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Is on Sunday. Merry Christmas and all. A good morning.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.